There are a few optimizations that can be made on each page on your website to help improve search engine optimization. Before you can implement the on-page optimization checklist, you need to make sure that you've done your keyword research and understand the targeted keyword for the page. You want to choose one primary keyword. The page will end up ranking for multiple terms, but you want to start by having a primary keyword to focus on for each page. And ideally, your pages will all focus on unique topics. Once you understand the targeted keyword and write your article, you'll want to follow this on-page optimization checklist to fine-tune your article for SEO.
And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Rogina.
And to easily refer back to this information, you can download the on-page optimizations cheat sheet. To get that, just view the show notes and click the link to view the full article. And that cheat sheet will be available for free right there in the full article. Okay, so the first item on our checklist is to add the keyword to the title. Confirm that the keyword appears in the page title. The closer to the beginning of the title, the better. The page title tag is displayed as the main title in Google search results. To make sure it isn't truncated in the search results, keep the title under 60 characters or less than 512 pixels. To see what the title tag code looks like and how to add one in WordPress, you can view our guide to HTML tags for SEO. That link, just like the cheat sheet, will be in the full article. So just go ahead and view the show notes, and then in there will be a link to view the full article. Click on that, and you'll be able to get both of these links right there. Okay, our next item in the checklist is to add a meta description. Make sure to add a meta description to your page and make sure it includes your targeted keyword. If you're using WordPress, you can add this using the Yoast plugin. The meta description appears below the title in the search results. It alone doesn't impact your rank, but if it's persuasive, it can increase the likelihood of a user clicking on the link. More clicks do have a positive impact on rank. Also, the search engine will bold the search query if it appears in the description. So add a persuasive meta description that includes the keyword you are targeting. Next is to add a keyword to the URL. If you have control over your URL, make sure it includes your keyword. You want the URL to be human readable, meaning no confusing codes, just plain English and concise. Next is to include only one H1 tag and add the keyword. So make sure that you only have one H1 tag. And this will likely be taken care of by your website theme, but if you manually assign header tags, make sure only the top most prominent title uses an H1 tag. Also, confirm your keyword appears in the H1 tag. Closer to the beginning is best. And use H2 and H3 tags to format any other headings and subheadings throughout the article. Next is to add your keyword to subheadings and paragraphs. Review your article. Locate any instances where you can add in your keyword, topic, or any keyword variants. You don't want to include the exact phrase every single time, but add similar relevant phrases. And don't overdo it. Keep it subtle and natural. Try to incorporate the keyword in a few subheadings and paragraphs. Next checklist item is to make sure that your keyword appears in the first paragraph. Okay, next item is to add images with alt tags. So add at least one image to your content. Make sure to add alt tags to any image tags. This increases the chance that your images will appear in image searches. And also, this is another opportunity to try to add your targeted keyword or a close variant as another indicator to search engines of how your article is relevant to the topic. Next is add internal links. Internal links have many benefits. Internal links create pathways for both readers and search engines to navigate your website. They help distribute the value of one page to another page, and they can increase the time users spend on your website. Review your article and identify any part of the content where it would be a benefit to the reader to add a link to an existing article on your site. Then review your existing articles and determine if there are any places in your existing content where it would be a benefit to the reader to add a link to the new article. And I actually have a process that you can follow to add internal links to your site. That link with the others will be included in the full article. So you click the show notes, view the full article, and that link will be there. And our last checklist item is to include more than 500 words. So there isn't a hard and fast rule to use for length. Typically, marketers aim for at least 500 words, and a lot of people recommend long-form content of at least 3,000 words. The best rule to follow is to write the amount of copy that makes sense for the topic. Quality is more important than quantity, but if your page has less than 500 words, you may want to add more content to it if you'd like it to be ranked in search engines. And then again, if you'd like to easily refer back to this information, you can download the on-page optimizations cheat sheet that will be in the full article. And remember, you aren't trying to hack your article to magically appear high in the search rankings. You're just trying to make it a little easier for the search engines to identify what the article is about. Your target audience should always be first in mind. If optimizing for perfect SEO makes the article less useful to people, then don't do it. Optimizing for the reader first is the only way to ensure long-term success. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.